I am a stem cell. This is Dr. Herbert O'Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I am a stem cell. What an interesting idea that anyone could be a stem cell. Of course, we all are an infinite number of stem cells. It's not just that we are one, but consider that I am one stem cell. At least that's what I consider myself to be at the moment. And I say to myself, well, hello, stem cell, how are you? And the stem cell says, I am. Well, are you good? Are you bad? The stem cell says, I am. Well, is there no good or bad in the stem cell? I am. I am that I am. I am a stem cell. I am an undifferentiated stem cell. I do not have any purpose, any direction, any goal, any ideal for myself yet. I am a stem cell, and I don't even know yet. I am a stem cell. Well, stem cell, where do you get your comeuppance? Where do you get your direction? Where does anything tell you what to do? How do you know what to do? Well, basically, I am born out of the infinite, and being born out of the infinite, I am the infinite, and I am the undifferentiated infinite. I have no purpose, no direction, nothing. And so I go into an environment, I go into a body, I am in a body, I am born in a body, and this body lives in an environment, and this body lives in a world, this body lives in a thought environment, this body lives in a physical and spiritual and mental environment, and all of those things affect me. They affect me to the point that I then know what my differentiation is. If they live in a happy environment, then I will be a happy stem cell. Not that it's bad to be a bad stem cell or a happy stem cell. I will just be whatever it is the environment gives me. If I am under the direction of a mental environment, and really I am, then whatever that mental environment chooses for me to experience, that is what I experience. But what benefit are you, Mr. Stempson? Well, what benefit are you? Well, I'll tell you what benefit I am. I have the ability to completely change all of the attitudes, all of the environment, all of the conditions into which I am born. If I am born into a diseased body, and I am told that I am whole and perfect, that I am my original purity and integrity, that I am to live in this body as myself, then I take every cell in the body and reconvert it or convert it into my original purity and integrity. And they don't care. They're perfectly willing to do anything at all. And so when I put it into my original purity and integrity, then every cell of the body just completely changes from whatever it was before to its original purity and integrity, because that is the keynote on which all things are based. The keynote on which all things are based are whatever I as the new thought, I as the new stem cell, the brand new stem cell, bring with me. Now, there is a place out of my beingness and the infiniteness, and my place out of coming forth in a particular location. Now, in that space, in that area, between what I actually am, the allness, the isness, the perfection of the universe, and what I am to play the game of, there is a director, or not, standing there giving me advice of what to do. Now, that director is either a conscious director or unconscious director. An unconscious director is one in which whatever conditions exist, that is what I fall into part with. That's what I play with. If a scab stands on the skin and I am born and I am there in that location, then I am a duplicate of that scab. I make that scab again and again and again. If I am born into a pure piece of skin, which is in its absolute purity, then I am the absolute purity, and I replicate that absolute purity ad infinitum. That's what I am. Oh, how'd you get such a great vocabulary, Mr. Stem Cell? Well, you ain't heard nothing yet. I only reflect what my person is who is seeing me. You are seeing me as a stem cell, and so therefore I am reflecting all that you are. Now, if you see me as articulate, if you see me with a great vocabulary, if you see me as perfect in every way, then that's what I am. Well, Mr. Stemstel, it would seem to me that the most wonderful thing that I could do, or anyone could do, I forget about everybody. It's me right now that I am thinking about. The thing that I could do is to be a good director for the birth of every stem cell in my body. And every day they're born throughout my entire body. 10,000 in my brain alone. Now, how do I be a good director of you stem cells that are born everywhere? Well, to be a good director, you have to know what you want me to do. To be a good director, you have to know what you want me to do. To be a good director, that's all. You have to just know what you want me to do. But I want you to clean up this, and I want you to clean up that, and I want you to change this and change. Oh, no, 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 no. Stem cells don't clean up, and stem cells don't change. Stem cells are themselves the expression of whatever it is that they are born as. And the stem cell is born as an ideal. The stem cell is born as its original purity and integrity. Stem cell is born perfect. Stem cell has no problem. The problem comes with the director. What does the director want the stem cell to do? What does the director want the stem cell to do in its life, in its world, in its experience? Now, has the director held out a good picture for the stem cell? Has the director held out a good picture for the stem cell to consider to be in? Well, that's not easy when the director himself is messed up with the body and whatever its limitations may be and its illnesses and whatever its education may be and whatever. Yes, that's true. That's true. The director is limited by whatever it limits itself. So when the director can become unlimited in his thinking, unlimited in his attitudes, unlimited in his expectations, then the stem cell is unlimited. And the stem cell is the genie in each one. In every human being, it is not the genie, it is the billions of genies, the trillions of genies that are at work carrying out the requirement of the director. Now, if you're putting on a theater performance, and in the theater performance you are the director, and your assistant director says, oh no, we should do it this way, and your lighting director says, oh, we've only got so much light to work with, we have to do it this way. And the sound director says, oh, we only have so many microphones in so many places, we have to do it this way. And everybody is putting in their 2 cents. And so you, as the director, say, I see the ideal. I see it whole and perfect. I see it exactly how I see it, and that's the way it will be it. However I see it, it will be it. That is the direction I give, and that is the command that I make of myself and my world and my life. I'm the director of this theater. I'm the director of this scene. I'm the director of these actors. I'm the director of all. Well, if you keep directing like that, you're going to go broke. No, no, no. This is a smash hit. You watch and see. Because I am the director, I am saying every stem cell is doing its original purity and integrity. I am saying that every stem cell on the stage of my play is performing to maximum. Every stem cell is absolutely perfect. If I were to say my body is my stage, okay, my eyes are perfect, my ears are perfect, my nose is perfect, every organ action function of my body is perfect. My feet are perfect, my knees are perfect, my elbows are perfect, my being is perfect. My lungs, my liver, my pancreas, everything about me is absolutely perfect. Now, the more I think these thoughts about who I am, I don't have to be a laundry list of all the things that I want to be perfect, but whenever I think of anything, I think of it giving a perfect performance because I am the director. And the stem cells are waiting for my direction to give the perfect direction that I require of them. And so as I require of my stem cells that they act in a certain way to accomplish a certain thing, then that's what they do. Now, my body is my stage. And in my body, I have organ actions and functions. And each organ action and function has a divine pattern and its original purity and integrity, its original program. And when each new stem cell comes in, as it does every day, every moment of every day, that new stem cell brings with it its original purity and integrity, which means that absolutely harmonizes with the original purity and integrity of the purpose for which a liver exists. And my liver exists for the purpose of all the little goodies that it does. I don't need to know what it is. And the stem cells that dance around in my liver, that sing and play in my liver, that perform in my liver, are all doing their original purity and integrity. I don't have to worry about it. I know when I tell a stem cell to go and do something, it goes and does something with no back talk. It goes and does something without saying why. Even though it is an infant, it goes and does exactly what I expect of it. But when I do not know what to expect, when I am confused, when I am upset, when I am unsure of myself, then my stem cells are unsure of what they're supposed to do. And so they put on a poor performance. If I say my liver is not happy, then my stem cells in my liver say, oh, okay. And they start acting not happy. They don't care. They don't care. There's no right or wrong. There's no judgment in that. They just do whatever is expected of them. How do I keep myself as an ideal director of my ideal body right now and forevermore? How do I keep myself as that pure director? Well, I'm only a stem cell. So I cannot give you any advice. I can only say, as a stem cell, I have only to be my original purity and integrity. And my original purity and integrity is to not judge. And if I go into a situation and that situation is black, then I am black. If that situation is blue, then I am blue. If that situation is noisy, then I am noisy. If that situation is harmonious, then I am harmonious. It's just as simple as that. So, what sort of stage, what sort of theater am I the director of? What sort of theater am I in charge of? The lighting, the sound, the choreography, the position, the action. Of what theater? Do I know my job? Do I know who I am? Well, my life, my body, and my affairs are the expression of how well I am directing the theater of my world. And the theater of my world are the stem cells acting in my body, in my life, in my affairs. Because my theater does not only include my body, it includes the environment in which I live. I am in charge of it. My theater includes all of the circumstances that go on anywhere around me in the world that I create. My theater is the universe, is the infinite cosmos, is the allness, the isness, and the nothingness. That's my universe. And the stem cell looks at us and says, "Hey, you're sort of getting wise there, boy. That's beautiful. Maybe my being here is rubbing off on you a little bit." You know, I assure you, Mr. Stem Cell, your being here is rubbing off on me. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for being here. Oh, don't thank me. I'm part of the program. I'm part of the program you can't do anything about. And what is that? I'm part of the program that every moment, every 24 hours, 10,000 stem cells are born in your brain. And an equal number, an infinite number of stem cells in the trillions are born throughout your body every day. And if you realized it, you would have fresh, fresh, fresh stem cells every single moment. Now, if you live in the past, if you go to the past, if you think about the past, if you think about yesterday, a moment ago, then you are giving the stem cells that you gave a moment ago the opportunity to do something, and that something may not have been what you might choose now. But what do you choose now? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body. I am the director of my world. I'm the director of my stem cells. I'm the director of me. I like that kind of talk. Not like any kind of talk, says the stem cell. I don't really care what you talk about because I like me. And I'm always being my absolute pure self, my original purity and integrity. Put me in a diseased liver and the diseased liver will soon be perfect, just like I am. Put me in a diseased liver and think of me as not being able to do the job, and I will join the liver in whatever game it's playing. I will join the eyes, the heart, the body in any way in whatever game you want to play. But if you're the director and you say, "Hey, hold it perfect. Hey, this is the way that scene's played. Lighting, then we're here. Microphones, round over here in front and back. Sound, mixy sound up there. A little bit of subtle music in the background there. All these things are tuned in now. No inharmony, no imbalance." See, now you don't say that. You just put in balance and you put in harmony. And you put in this. And the stem cells, who are just standing there waiting for their cue, just waiting for you to say, "Okay, stem cells, now, all is in order, go." You don't say, "Stem cells, Everything's in confusion. Go. You say, just a moment. I put my mind in order as a director. I put my stage in order, my scene in order in my mind. And then I say, okay, stem cells, all is in order. All is in divine order. All functions beautifully. All is its original purity and integrity. Okay, stem cells, go. Join your buddies. And as this is done every day, as I talk to my stem cells, as this is done every day, I talk to my body, the stage on which I am performing my life. As this is done every day, as I talk to my environment, and I talk to the world about me, I live in a world of harmony and peace and love. I live in a world in which so many things are going on which are of no consequence to me. The only thing that's going on that's of any consequence to me is who I am, what I'm doing, where I'm going, and why I'm doing anything. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, and it is a wonderful adventure. And because it's such a wonderful adventure, I recognize that I do it every moment of the day. Awake, sleeping, I have the perfect director at work at all times. The perfect choreography for all of the scenes, all of the dances of life, all of the interactions of the organs of my body, all of the interactions of the blood system of a body, the nervous system of a body, the whole cotton picking works, and it is good. And I keep saying, hey, stem cells, come join the circus. It's a wonderful play I got going here. I have clowns, and I have horses, and I have all sorts of fun things, and I have business things too. But being myself and having fun is the most important thing for me in my life. And stem cells, join me in my parade. Join me in my circus. Join me in my theater. Join me as I, the director of all that exists in my universe and my world, invite you, stem cells, to be your original purity and integrity, coming into my body and to my playground, into my theater, and performing magnificently every act I ask you to perform, which act is to be perfect in every way, to be the ideal in every way, to elicit the ideal out of every organ, action, function of my body, to elicit the ideal out of the universe I create about me, the harmony, the peace, the wonder, to be the allness that I am. And really, that's all that matters, isn't it? Hey, stem cell! Thank you for letting me be conscious of you as an individual stem cell, if only for a moment. I know you have things you want to do, but maybe this moment that you spent with me, awakening me to the theater, the circus, the fun within my own life, is probably one of the most important moments I'll ever know. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Stem Cell. Thank you. And thank all your buddies for me, too. Oh, I will. I'm always thanking my buddies and saying, hey, guys, let's have fun. Let's be ourselves and have fun. Hey, guys, let's do this. Let's do that. And away we go, each in our own little activity, pure, beautiful, wonderful, whole, and now. Ho, ho, ho! What a wonderful way to be. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like you. I like you. I like you. You're neat.